I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
All right, thanks for asking us to help trying to figure out what is going on in your dating life. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Second Date Update. And you messaged us a couple of days ago, Tom, and we really want to get to the bottom of this for you. So let's start at the beginning. How did you and Carly meet?
Well, we met on Tinder. Which is actually funny because I usually don't have any luck on that app in particular. And, you know, like, I feel like with that one, if you're not a 10, like, no one's going to swipe right on you, especially if you're a guy. So,
but obviously Carly did, correct?
Yes, she did.
So you guys went out, right? So like, how did the first date go?
It was a lot of fun. I invited her out, with some friends and family for brunch.
Okay. That sounds nice.
So your first date, there were other people there. She didn't mind that your friends and family were there with you?
I mean, no, she was actually totally cool about it. In fact, I think it kind of worked out in that scenario because we didn't have to, like, carry every conversation, just us.
Okay.
So there was, like, the lulls were kind of the gaps were filled in, and there were other people there to kind of help things along.
How long ago was it?
It's been about a month now. I don't know what happened.
And you haven't heard back from her? Like, you've texted her. You know, we're assuming you've texted her and called her or whatever. She hasn't got back to you.
Yes, I've followed the protocol. And,
yeah,
right. And nothing.
Yeah. So what do you think, Tom, if you could take a guess, in your best estimation, what do you think? What do you think? What's the problem?
I mean, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. It's just, you know, there was definitely mutual attraction. I felt that. And I don't know, something got screwed up, and that's why I'm calling.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do, Tom. We're going to reach out to Carly and see if she'll come on the show with us and get some answers, at least some resolution for you so you can move on or maybe get you two back together on a second date. So hold tight.
All right. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Carly?
Who's calling?
Carly, it's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning show over here at 102.9 The Wolf. I got to tell you, we're on the radio right now, and we do a thing called Second Date Update. And we'd like to ask you a few questions. Hello?
About
a guy named Tom. Tom, who you went out on a date with, I think, about a month ago for brunch.
Did you have a nice time on that date?
No, it was really uncomfortable.
Was it because he had friends and family there by chance?
Yes and no. I mean, they were perfectly nice people. The problem was he told me that we were all getting brunch, and it was not a regular brunch.
Okay, so if it wasn't brunch, what was it?
It was a funeral luncheon. He brought me to his... His great-grandmother died, and he brought me to the funeral luncheon.
What?
Wait, okay. Wait,
why?
Back up a second.
I know.
So you went out on a date with a guy, and you thought you were going to brunch, and there are other people. He said there were friends and family there with him. Why would he do that? Why would he take you to a funeral?
You would have to ask him. I do not know.
It wasn't a funeral. It was a luncheon, which is totally different.
No, it's not. There were people mourning their grandmother there.
We all saw it coming, okay? And, like, no one was that sad. It wasn't, like, a sad get-together. And besides, like, I got to meet you earlier than expected. Otherwise, we would have had to wait a few weeks to even hang out.
Tom,
let me... That. I could have waited.
You took Carly to a funeral?
It was a luncheon.
But it was specifically the luncheon, like, for your family and friends to, like, yeah. I guess, celebrate the life of your great-grandmother, right?
Yes, but it was the luncheon, and it was, like, it was just, the food was good, right? I mean, you enjoyed the food.
Yeah, the food was fine, but people were sad. It was sad. I had never met this one. I had never met any of these people.
This was supposed to be a time of mourning, Tom, and Carly, I don't want to put words in your mouth. This is a time of mourning and not time for dating.
To meet your Tinder date.
What is the right time? Like, okay, you can't, I mean, what's the...
Probably any other time, to be honest.
You could have gotten drink.
Tom, did you have to field any questions about who Carly was?
I said, this is my friend Carly. That was how you do it.
So you kind of approached it like a wedding reception, taking her to like an event.
Like a plus one.
Yes. But it was, Tom, it was a funeral.
No, it was a luncheon.
Okay, this is going to be clarify it, right? Was grandma, great grandma, I guess, in your case, was she in the same room in a casket or in an urn?
No.
Okay.
There was a picture of her on the table, and it was, you know, it was literally...
Her presence was felt. Yeah. She was around. There was a sad funeral luncheon. Yeah. It was not a fun family event. Yeah. It was sad.
Tom, I think you kind of struck out on this one.
I mean, Carly, do you want to try to do another date with Tom at maybe not at a funeral?
What kind of date are you going to plan? Like, I want to know what we're doing.
I mean, if you can't, you know, that's just a normal part of life. Funeral luncheons are a completely normal part of life.
Okay, yes or no. Carly, is it a yes for you? Do you want to go out with Tom again?
No.
Okay. Tom, we'll give you a last word.
It wasn't a funeral. It was a luncheon.
All right.
Well, Tom, I mean, look, we are sorry about your great-grandma again.
And as we say, it can get a little awkward on... Second date update. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on The Wolf. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.